Lieutenant Commander Sean Ricks spoke to me from the carrier somewhere in the Pacific.
To avoid the radiation and any risk of that to the ship, we got underway for about a month while things sort of settled down. The most interesting observation I had was just how the Japanese people reacted to it. Just sort of picked themselves up and started putting the pieces back together, even as, they were still, the water was still drying from the tsunami, sort of, they just picked themselves up and started trying to rebuild. It's been pretty amazing to watch.
He said the earthquake and tsunami several hundred miles away weren't their chief concern. The heavily damaged nuclear plant was.
The biggest concern we have is that it takes us a few days to get underway. We can't just turn it on and go. And at the most serious times for the reactor, we didn't know what would happen. We didn't know if it would turn into a Chernobyl-type incident where, there was massive explosions and things. So just as a precaution, we needed to get out of the way because we can't get out of the way fast.
He was on Okinawa when the earthquake struck.
The earthquake happened on a Friday. I came back to Yokosuka on Sunday, and we were still having aftershocks. Last number I heard was well over 1,000 aftershocks from the earthquake. Some of them fairly large, up in the 7s on the Richter scale. So it was kind of interesting. We got Japanese cell phones, so they send out a text message to let you know, 10, 15 seconds ahead of when an earthquake's coming. So you'll get this sort of crazy sounding text message at 10 o'clock at night, and 10 or 15 seconds later, the room will start shaking.
Life on the George Washington is unique in the Navy.
We're forward deployed. We're the only aircraft carrier that's considered forward deployed. So we're 6 months at sea and then 6 months in the yard period. We don't have this sort of the traditional shipyard period, then an extended training and workup period, and then a deployment. We sort of do it every year.
The carrier covers a lot of ocean.
We covered 50,000 nautical miles last year on our patrol.
This is a very big ship, a small city at sea, but you're never alone.
About 1,100 feet long, about 100,000 tons, 17 stories tall. There's like 1,400 miles of wire and cable on board. We serve like 18,000 meals a day on board when we're underway. We can make 400,000 gallons of fresh water every day, which is about enough for 2,000 residential homes. We're fully embarked with the air wing, the staff, and the ship's crew. We've got about 5,500 people, and we patrol the Western Pacific. So we're home ported in Yokosuka, Japan, but then we patrol all over the Western Pacific.
Commander Ricks graduated from Lee Davis High School in 1987. He is the assistant department head for the intelligence office on the ship.
So we have about close to 50 sailors that, collect information, analyze it, and then turn it into useful intelligence for the operators, the air wing, and the admiral staff.
I asked him if he's glad he chose to make the Navy his career.
Absolutely. There's only about 1 or 2% of the population that qualifies to be part of the military anymore, for whatever reason. So we really are a very exclusive club, even though, we're a couple hundred thousand strong. And you feel that, especially, out here, the caliber of the sailors and the people on this ship is just amazing.
Virginia is home, Commander Rick said, and he thinks about it every day.
My mom still lives in town. My mom and my stepdad, Tom, and then my kids said they live in Mechanicsville and go to school out there, Savannah, Holly, and Jake. So I hated them.
John Ogle, WCVE News.